I want to share with you one short idea on relating to Hanukkah. Hanukkah is just around the corner. Maybe we'll start discussing some of Yoni Hanukkah. So let's discuss today a halachic inyan relating to Hanukkah. One of the things we do the first night of Hanukkah is recite the bracha shehechiyanu. We make three brachas. We make asher kedushanu b'mitzvah lahalik ner shel Hanukkah, and then we make the bracha she'asa nisim avaseinu bayamim hazman hazeh. And then we make the bracha of Shechiyanu Mikvein Vigyanu Lazman Hazeh. The bracha Sha'as Nislam Lazman Hazeh is a very interesting bracha, which relates, it's very similar to Shechiyanu. And in fact, one of the makaris for that bracha comes from this week's parasha. This week's parasha is about Yosef. Yosef, when he was thrown into the bar, v'haborek ein boi mayim, mayim ein boi nechashim v'yakav v'yeshbo, he was thrown into the pit, and he survived. When Yosef came back, on the way back, when they went to bury their father Yaakov, and Yosef passed this pit, he made a bracha, she'osa lines b'mokoyim hazeh. So that's the makar, one of the sources of making a bracha in a location, a mokoyim, where nes happened to a person. Just like we have this idea when it comes to mokoyim, we also have this idea when it comes to zman, that a person makes a bracha, she'osa nis l'amasim b'yamimahim b'zman hazeh. You know, the world is divided in different layers. There's mokoyim and there's zman and there are people. And we make a bracha when the time returns to its original, when the time comes around again, we make a bracha once again. But let's focus now on the bracha of Shechiyanu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. This bracha we make Shechiyanu, not only we make on Chanukah, we make this on all of the Shalosh Ugalim, we make it in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we make it on Purim. And we make it, when else do we make it? Think about it, when else do we make a Shechiyanu? We discuss, you buy new clothing, that could be a Tovu Meitiv, when things occur from time to time, you make the bracha. So here is a very interesting Shaila, and it's the subject of much discussion by all the Gedolei Yisrael, all the modern Gedolei Yisrael. We know the halacha is if you don't light a Ner Chanukah, you're not able to light a Ner Chanukah for whatever reason. You can still make the bracha, two brachas, if you see someone else light. Mm-hmm. So if you're walking in the street and you, for whatever reason, and you see someone else's neros are lit, so you make two brachas the first night. You make the bracha she'asa nisim l'avaseinu bayamim ahim b'zman hazeh, and you make a bracha of shechiyanu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. Bracha on ri'iyah, on seeing. It's a very unique concept. We don't have this idea anywhere else in halacha. You can't compare this to the case of seeing the moon, because those are natural things. When you see the moon, you see the sun at a certain time, because those are natural occurrences. Here you're making a bracha on seeing a human being light a ner. You don't really have that concept. When you light the mitzvah, you make l'halik ner shel Chanukah. To make a bracha on someone else's lighting of the candle, and then to make the Shechiyanu, no, you don't need to see him light it. That's exactly the point. That's exactly. You walk and you happen to see, not him lighting, you happen to see a ner that's lit. You happen to see a ner that's lit that's sufficient to recite the bracha shasanis and make Shechiyanu. So here's the shaila. What happens if you're in a location where you're not lighting a ner Chanukah and you're not going to see a ner Chanukah? You will not see, there's nothing to see. Can you make the bracha Shechiyanu? Can you just make Baruch Atah Hashem Mechulam Shechiyanu on the Yom? You definitely can't make a bracha she'asa nisim l'avaseinu bayamim ahim b'zman. Well, I shouldn't say you definitely can't, because there are some opinions. Oh, so that's the question. The question is, when Chazal were misaking the person should make the bracha Shechiyanu l'zman hazeh, what is the nature of that halacha? Is that something that relates to the mitzvah, to the lighting of the ner, to the lighting of someone else's ner? Or does it relate to the day itself? The fact that this day has come around, we make the bracha. Because the truth is, as far as the day is concerned, there's another bracha. She'asa nisim l'avoseinu bayomim ahim bazman hazeh. Hashem has done miracles, bazman hazeh, on this day, on this zman. So when you make the Shechiyanu, what exactly are you doing? Is the Shechiyanu that I'm now doing the mitzvah of lighting the ner? And therefore you have to actually do that lighting, or you have to observe someone else do that lighting, or see someone, see that ner. Or no, it also relates to the she'osa nisim avoseinu, to the zman. So let's try to find some precedent to this halacha. Let's talk about the shalosh shugalim. When do you make the bracha shachiyanu by the shalosh shugalim? When do you make the shachiyanu? You make it when you make kiddush. You make it ala kois.
What is
the wife makes, because she makes it when she lights candles. Let's say she makes kiddush. You're saying something very good. What happens if the wife lights the candles? She makes shachiyanu, and then she makes kiddush. Does she make the shachiyanu again?
No.
Why?
What if she can't light candles and she sees some other lady lighting candles? Could she make a shachiyanu?
No, you only make the shachiyanu when you light the kiddush. That's a very good question. Her not. Then she's yoytze with the kiddush. Then she's yoytze the shachiyanu with the kiddush. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you're not making kiddush. You don't feel well. I'm not eating tonight. No food. Doctor says no food. Do you make a shachiyanu without a koshal bracha? So it's fair and shulchan aruch, yes. Yom Kippur is another example. So Yom Kippur also, that's a very touchy thing. What Yom Kippur are we? We're doing it after we say Kol Nidre before Maariv. We do it after Kol Nidre. Okay. Now let me just go off the topic for one moment. Let me just gear for one. There's a Marsham. The Marsham said tremendous chiddush. He observes that generally speaking, a shachiyanu is never said alone. A shachiyanu is always said together with another bracha. It's not always true, because you buy a new garment, you make a shachiyanu. Not anything else.
Although you could say Malbish HaRumim.
You say two brachas?
You say Malbish HaRumim, and then you say
Shachiyanu. But the Olam doesn't say. People say Malbish HaRumim.
It depends on the size of the purchase, the way I learned.
Expensive.
No, you buy a new tie, you want to make a Malbish HaRumim, a shirt, but you make a major purchase.
Then you do say
a suit, purchase, you wear a new suit.
A car.
Okay. So even there you're saying you make a special bracha. Okay, but generally speaking, that's a very interesting concept of the Marsham, and it comes back to this issue. You don't make a bracha in isolation. The bracha has to be made. A bracha shachiyanu generally is made together with another mitzvah. So in your case, where the woman is not lighting, is lighting the ner shel yomtiv, so with the ner shel yomtiv, she makes a shachiyanu. If he's not going to light the ner shel yomtiv, whatever it is, she can't light candles, so then she would have to make the bracha alone. That's not a good idea. You don't make a bracha shachiyanu alone. When you make kiddush, so then you append the shachiyanu to the kiddush. Yeah?
No, my question is, I don't know if it's right. The first night of Hanukkah, let's say, you're making a shachiyanu on the yard. You don't have, let's say you're in prison or something, you don't get him. Make it, you don't have to light.
That's the question. That's exactly the question I'm asking. So
but then the second night, if you then get out of bed, you light. Can you make another shachiyanu?
So you could make a shachiyanu once on Hanukkah. If you miss the first three nights, you can make the shachiyanu on the fourth night.
No, but I'm saying, but the fact one time it was on the yom, and the next time it's
after. No, you only make one shachiyanu. No, you only make one shachiyanu. There's only one. That's what we're coming to. It's very complex. What exactly is the nature of the shachiyanu that is said when you light the candles of Hanukkah? We know that when it comes to the yom tif, let's clarify. When it comes to the shalosh regalim, when we make the shachiyanu at night of kiddush, why are you making the shachiyanu? You're making the shachiyanu on the day. The day itself. What's the proof? What is the proof to this? Because if you don't make kiddush, if you don't make kiddush, you can still b'diyev make the shachiyanu alone. How can I make the shachiyanu alone? Because the shachiyanu is said in honor of the day itself. Now, what's special about the day? The day is called Mikra Kodesh. On the one hand, the Torah calls, gives a special designation. Number two, the day is a day where it is an Isser Melacha. You're not allowed to do Melacha. And there's a chiyuv to have simcha mishli, a chiyuv to have simcha. So the day itself is a different type of day. The whole nature of the day is completely different. It's been transformed.
Why don't you say make the shachiyanu the next day? Why do you say make shachiyanu? If you don't make kiddush,
you're supposed to make it as early as possible.
The next day?
No, you're supposed to make it immediately. If you're supposed to make the shachiyanu at the earliest time possible. If you're not going to be making kiddush, you don't save the shachiyanu to tomorrow when you're going to make kiddush tomorrow. You make the shachiyanu the earliest time possible, which is the night of yom. If you don't make it at night, I'm not sure if you make it by the day. You missed the zman by yom. I don't know the answer. But you're supposed to make the shachiyanu at night, even without kiddush, because the shachiyanu was established for the day. Why the day? Because the nature of the shachiyanu Shalosh Gomer and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the day itself is unique. It's also the Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha. You're Chayv and Simcha. It's called the Torah Mikra Kodesh. Chanukah, the Poskim say that they don't have these issues. Chanukah is not called Yom Tov. There's no Isser Malacha. There's no chiyuv, there's no obligation to have simcha. It's a day of halal v'hoda, you give thanks, you give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we do certain mitzvos, but the day itself, in essence, does not have kedusha. So why did he make the Shechianu? So it appears the reason why you make the Shechianu is because you are connecting the Shechianu to the mitzvah of Hadlokas Haneros. Again, it's a very fundamental difference. We'll get a kash on this in a few moments. Let's clarify. When it comes to the nature of the Shechianu on the Sholosh Gomer Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're making it for the day, because the day itself is unique. Chanukah, there's nothing really unique about the day. What then are you making the Shechianu? You're making it for the mitzvah, because it's the first time you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah of Halakas Haneiros. If you're not doing the mitzvah, if I'm not lighting the menorah, if I'm not going to see someone else's lit menorah, you can't make the Birchas Shechianu. And what's the problem with this concept? The problem with this is Purim. Because Purim is also not a day of Mishnah v'Simcha. Purim, on Purim, is are you also the Malach on Purim? No. Are you Chayav Mishnah and Simcha on Purim? You Chayav Mishnah and Simcha, but the mitzvah, it's not because the day is the chiyuv to have mishta v'simcha, but the day is not called the Yom Tov. Esther wanted it to be called the Yom Tov, but when Mordechai made the holiday, he did not actually go through with it and make it a Yom Tov. It doesn't say the Torah is a Yom Tov. Yet the halacha is, when do you make a Shechianu on Purim? Remember the rule, you always make a Shechianu together with something else. You don't make it in isolation. So you make it on the Megillah. So Shaila is that Shechianu you make on the Megillah, is that a Shechianu for the Megillah? Or is that a Shechianu for the day?
Which...
No, it's the whole day. You lay the Megillah twice. It's the whole day.
The next day you also say Shechina, but you have in mind. You have in mind.
It's a Shechma. Right. There are two Shechianos. So the Shaila is on Purim. Let's say you're not going to be laying the Megillah. Let's say you're not going to be laying the Megillah the night of Purim. Do you make a Shechianu? Tough question. Very tough question. Different opinions. Many opposed can hold, yes, you do. That if you're not going to be laying the Megillah the night of Purim, you're just not going to do the Megillah, you could still make a bracha on Shechianu for the day itself. Fascinating. So why is that different than Chanukah? Chanukah and Purim are exactly the same. So someone has said, no, they're not the same. Purim is Divrei Kabbalah. Purim is a higher madrega than Chanukah. It's not Minat Torah, but it's Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah has a higher status. You make Mamish Shechianu on the essence of the day itself. Whereas Chanukah, there is no Kiddush in the essence of the day itself, so therefore you don't make a Shechianu, you only make a Shechianu on when you connect it to a mitzvah. Now there is one other, there is...
In the same vein you can make Shechianu
on the mitzvah. You're supposed to have in mind the mitzvah Sayom.
Yeah,
that's by day. That's by day. But you better night. But what about Mega Shechianu at night? So there are two different opinions. And there is one.
That, but the other one, if you don't read the Megillah, you can also then in that vein you can say the Shechianu.
If you don't say the Megillah,
if you're saying Shechianu on the Yom, you can only.
No, you don't say Shoshta Nisla Vasin. You only say by the mitzvah. That you cannot do. Shoshta Vasin by Imam Mazman Hazeh. That is a different topic. That will only go together with an actual mitzvah. So you can't make the Baruch Shoshana Lassin if you're not going to lay in the Megillah. You cannot say Shoshana Lassin unless you're going to actually light the nearest Chanukah. But the Shechianu v'Kimonu v'Gedolah Lazman has it's a Zman. So what exactly is the Zman? That's the whole dilemma. Is the Zman a Zman of mitzvah? I'm doing the mitzvah. Or is the Zman of the essence of the day itself? Just like Chazal Masak, you never say Shechianu in isolation. You always say Shechianu to a mitzvah. So therefore we say it with the halakha. And the Nafkamina is now going to be what's going to happen if you're not going to have the mitzvah. Can you say the Shechianu? On a regular Yom Tov, you do make a Shechianu. On Purim, it's a Shailah, some yes, some not. But Purim is not a right to Chanukah. Chum is a high madriga because Purim is Divrei Kabbalah. Chanukah appears to be the lowest level. It's very interesting. Chanukah is the lowest level where you make a Shechianu, and Shechianu is associated with the mitzvah itself. There is one other psak, interestingly, which is very interesting, is that if you don't have an opportunity to make a Shechianu, the Marsham says, you don't have an opportunity to make the Marshal says this, if you... No, not the Marshal. The Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Vilna, and he says a very big chiddush: if you can't make a Shechianu on the halakas hamitzvos, on the halakas haneros, because you don't do it, you don't see it. What you should do is you should make the Shechianu when you recite Hallel. when you recite Hallel in the morning, when you, because that is in fact what many poskim say the more important essence of the Yom Tov. When the Gemara says My Chanukah, the famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos, My Chanukah, and the Gemara gives a whole history. They came into the Beis Hamikdash, and there was not enough oil, and they lit the menorah, and it goes on saying what do? The following year, Lashana Haba, they established the holiday as a holiday of Shevach V'Hoida. So the Mepharshim learned that the essence of Chanukah, more so than the lighting of the candles, is to say Hallel. Therefore, ideally, really, we would have been, this is a tremendous Chiddush. Really, when we make the Shechayanu should have been said on the Hallel. But because you can only make one Shechayanu, and Chazal gave us the mitzvah of lighting the Neris of Chanukah at night, so since we're starting off the holiday by lighting the Neris at night, so we say the Shechayanu when we light the Neris. But in a situation where you don't make a Shechayanu at night because you don't have a menorah and you're not going to see someone else's menorah, then you know what you should do? Don't make the Shechayanu at night, because that's a shayla if it's the essence of the day. Make the Shechayanu when you really should have made the Shechayanu. That covers all ground. It's when you say Hallel.
Right, so into
the first bracha, just like what you do, just like when we never make a shachin when you say Hallel. You don't make a shachin, but that's what he holds. That's an amazing chiddush. That's the idea, because that is the mitzvah hayom. That's the mitzvah hayom, and that's also the essence of the day. So you're safe. That is the safest time to cover all ground, is to make the bracha when you make the bracha on the Hallel. So the Hallel Maisa, you have three different mahalchim of what is the Shechayanu. Shechayanu is the biyasim on the day itself. Is it on the mitzvah Halakas HaNeiros, or is it on the mitzvah of the Hallel? We really would say by the Hallel, but we can't because we already started before at night with the mitzvah Chanukah. But if you don't have the mitzvah Chanukah, then you can say it by the Hallel. Okay, that's in a nutshell.